Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
I'm Linda Palaccio, host of A Taste of the Past. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to a bonus Thanksgiving episode of A Few Things with Claire and Erica.
We're so excited to be here. I'm sure you are. This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so everybody's traveling and angry and just in a terrible mood, and we're going to try to help with that, at least for the next like 12 to 15 minutes. Hey.
I'm excited for a break.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a podcast that is an outgrowth of, of a newsletter that we send every week called 10 Things, where we share our 10 favorite discoveries of the past week. And you can also, you can sign up for it at ofakind.com, where you can also find pieces that we've commissioned emerging designers in the home and fashion space to make for us that we sell alongside stories that gives you all the intel you need to feel really good about buying their stuff.
And since holiday shopping is upon us, might we just plug our
our
retail business for a moment? We make awesome gifts. We have really thoughtfully, responsibly designed pieces on our site that all come more or less gift wrapped in beautiful tissue and ribbon with a certificate of authenticity signed and numbered by the designer. And these are limited edition pieces that you won't find anywhere else. And they make awesome gifts.
They'll make your sister-in-law think that you're the most thoughtful gift giver and be so glad that you're in the family.
If your sister-in-law wasn't already glad you're in the family. Oh, what's wrong with your sister-in-law?
So anyway, things we're going to talk about for the next brief stint. Travel apps that will make the next 3 to 4 days of your life better.
Yes. Go.
Go. Okay.
Erica's so, really good at these.
Okay.
This is Erica's sweet spot.
I do have a lot of travel apps on my phone. I will download like any free app and give it phone storage space if someone tells me it's good. So one that I used to book my Thanksgiving travel was Hopper. First of all, it has a bunny icon, and I'm big into rabbits. So
what's not to like?
Already had me there.
Yeah.
But it basically, you enter the dates that you're interested in traveling, you enter the destination cities, and it pops up with alerts if the prices drop. That's all you need to know.
So smart.
And it's nice that it's on your phone because I think, you know, I have kayak alerts scheduled for these kinds of things too, but they very much get lost in the tabs of my Gmail and I end up missing these things. Or you're just not thinking about it in that same way that if your phone dings at you and it's like, hey, you should buy that ticket now, you
That's
do.
So smart.
It's very useful. Something else that we've been using a lot lately because we drive now at least one day a week.
Yes. Waze. It is an amazing, I use it now instead of Google Maps for the most part because it's always got just the fastest way to drive around. Everybody who lives in LA has apparently been using this for ages because traffic in LA is so nightmarish and it will always tell you the sort of like back roads route to get places that that are going to save you a couple of minutes. I have always found it to be pretty much spot on. The only thing it doesn't know about is like the traffic cops decided to put some cones up because traffic was so bad and now you can't get over to that lane you need to be in. But for the most part, it is pretty amazing for showing you all the shortcuts. And it also tells you like there's an accident, 50 feet from where you are or whatever, because it's crowdsourcing all of this information because it's got this whole community of people who just really get a kick out of saying like, hey, there's a cop at exit 13 or
red light camera up ahead.
Exactly. Hey, that's great.
Do you think that should be my sidekick?
You sounded exactly like the Waze voiceover.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Another one that is really good when you are actually traveling and at an airport, Gate Guru.
This is so genius.
It tells you all of the non-miserable places in airports, where you should get the best food, where you should take a nap, where you can get your nails did, all of that stuff. And it will tell you, for example, if you're flying through the Detroit airport that they're like I have to do when I go to Peoria, Illinois, that there is shockingly good sushi at the Detroit airport.
Have you tested that theory?
Oh, yeah.
It's good?
No, it's legit good. We'll post the name of it in our recap. No, it's way better than you would think.
Weird. Okay. All right. Hotels and rentals. These are pretty obvious ones. You guys probably know about them already, but Hotel Tonight is great for last minute hotel deals in areas. So they're not everywhere, but they're in major cities. Jack, our engineer, is giving us a major thumbs up, even though he's annoyed with us for taking too long on this recording. So you know it's good.
You know it's good. Well, I think it's also nice if, you know, if you end up staying in town over the holidays, wherever you are, mm-hmm. wherever in town is for you, it's nice to get out of your house and just have a little bit of like a holiday experience.
And you get discounted rates.
Exactly. Yeah. And Liz on our team actually told us that the Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn offers a special neighborhood discount of 50% off for people who can prove that they actually, you know, live
on
in the
specific
hood.
Nights.
Yeah. On specific yeah. nights. Yeah, yeah.
So
not
don't just
night.
Show up with yeah. your with don't your just water
be like,
bill.
I live here. Yeah.
Give me a half price night. And then obviously Airbnb is great, and we've talked about it before. There is also HomeAway, VRBO,
But the awesome thing that we yeah. just learned about Airbnb is that you can buy gift certificates yes. to Airbnb, which seems
really
like,
smart.
Yeah, which seems like an awesome thing to gift to people in your family who are really into travel, but you don't have something really specific in mind that yes. you want to give them on that front, prepping for travel.
So Duolingo, you have used before. My aunt is currently using it. It's you learn a language on your iPhone so that before you go there, you can...
You practice can, it.
Yeah. You can speak. Yeah. You can communicate.
it's very easy and very good for sort of, you know, if you're in a waiting room, if you're on a train, if you just have a couple minutes, they're very sort of task oriented, activity centric approach to language learning. I did it before I went to Portugal. I forgot everything that I learned immediately because that's how I am with languages. And my husband was like, I was convinced that you had spent the last month like trying to learn this thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. I just lost it all.
You had other things to think about.
I did. Fine. So, whatever.
There's also apparently this thing, which I can't speak to, but is recommended by our friends at the travel site Fathom. It's called Packpoint. You put in where you're going, why you're going there, how long you're going for, and it creates a custom packing list for you with prompts like sunscreen or computer charger, which I love in theory, but is also hilarious because I'm such a bad packer. I'll just pack all of the things it tells me to and 500
and then,
other things.
And then six extra sweaters.
Because why not? You can't trust an app to know what you're going to want to wear.
I trust
no app to yeah. tell me what to pack.
These robots don't know what I want to wear.
I mean, I wouldn't mind some help when it comes to like this place has a lot of mosquitoes, like pack the deep.
Okay.
But
something that we will trust robots about is weather.
For sure.
We are both.
Even though they're consistently wrong about it.
The robots are most always wrong about weather. But okay. But the one place you can yeah. trust for sure is yeah. dark sky.
Yes.
At least to know what weather is happening like over the next 8 to 10 hours.
For sure. And it's really good about rain.
So, you know, I was saying that I will download any app that is mm-hmm. free and give it storage space on my phone. I will pay for like no apps.
Yeah.
I hate true. Paying for apps. But the dark sky app is $3.99 and worth $20.
But you also love Weather Underground, right?
I do love Weather Underground okay. for more just like general forecasting. But
is that one free?
Weather Underground is free for sure. Yeah. But Dark Sky, you can check, you know, if it's going to rain over the next 10 minutes.
Which is amazing.
So you know whether or not to go outside.
Well, it comes in so key in photo shoots on rainy days because we shoot outside a lot and it'll be like, no, it's only going to be raining for 10 more minutes. Just hold out. It's perfect in that sort of a situation.
And this feels like a very 2015 category to get into, but documenting your travels because, you know, Instar, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Sure. There is an app that we just learned about also from Fathom called Rizon, which tracks the natural daylight in the cities that you're traveling to tell you when you should go take pretty pictures and when people are going to be like, oh, that's, I wish I were there instead of where I am right now. Right?
That's amazing. Totally. No, I love it. And then you should use Paribo Press to print all of your pictures, this newly launched printing company that does really beautiful and creative takes on the printing process and all sorts of accessories for displaying them, too.
Do it.
do it. I'm sorry if you're traveling for Thanksgiving. I mean, we all
are. You get
are.
To take the train, though. That seems easier. I know it's not.
No. The train is way better. That's why I'm saying I'm sorry. I feel like I have it lucky. I live in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because I grew up with scientist parents. I'm Jewish by heritage, but like not religious at all. And so Thanksgiving is the only holiday that I ever felt like I really could lay claim to, because you don't have to have a religion. You just have to be American. And I wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. I think it is the most awesome holiday to just be with family, eat, and be grateful. It is
totally
it is the best.
I grew up with one Jewish parent and one Catholic parent, and my Catholic parent might know more about Judaism than my Jewish parent because he went to Catholic school and so knows the Old Testament real well.
He knows the Bible. It's a key part of Judaism from what I understand.
From what limited things we understand about Judaism, which is not a ton. And so I agree with you. Thanksgiving is where it's at.
It's such an awesome holiday, and we are so grateful for lots of things, our audiences and customers especially. So thank you guys all for listening.
Have good travels.
Bye. Oh, sign up for our newsletter at ofakind.com.
Oh, also.
We'll be grateful for that. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher and support Heritage Radio Network.
While you're at it.
Do it. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.